Welcome to Cover Conversations, a podcast created by the local Gov Health and Wellness team for both those who use our health insurance benefits and the employers who offer them. Each month, we'll have a conversation with relevant information related to the health insurance we provide. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Covered Conversations. Here's the second half of the recording with David Hillier, LocalGov CEO. If you're just tuning in, be sure to listen to the first half for context and information. So what's really cool, we talk about all these benefits and stuff, but we're also always trying to search for new programs that will continue to help our members and be innovative. In 2016, I believe we were one of the first health plans that allowed or offered Teladoc. I used that for the first time January of 2016 when I was at home on a Sunday afternoon with a sick toddler. And it was fantastic to put healthcare in the palm of your hands. And we've only done even more since then.
Speaking of innovation, one of the new programs that we're offering this year is a program called Hinge Health, and it's a musculoskeletal solution for people who may have had an acute injury and need physical therapy. It's really physical therapy in your home, and we have seen where people have to go outside the home or to a actual brick and mortar location to get their physical therapy, sometimes they don't stick with that physical therapy. So this is an opportunity to have that physical therapy in your home. And it also, not just for acute injuries, but for chronic conditions like low back pain, which a lot of times later on in life, you have to have some type of surgical procedure to help out with. This is an opportunity for people to do these exercises or physical therapy and hopefully reduce the need for surgery. So it's really benefiting people to stay away from the surgeries or to help them get back from that injury or a knee replacement more conveniently, you know, kind of in their own home, not having to take the time and expense to drive to an actual physical location for physical therapy. So hopefully the goal of this program is to make it more readily available and hopefully to keep people from having to have those major surgeries.
A lot of our people that are in our plan as well, we service all of Alabama, so we have very rural areas, and there may not be a physical therapist or any sort of brick and mortar that's nearby, or it might be quite a haul for them to go. So this really puts the healthcare right in the palm of their hands when they're able to hopefully thwart that surgery or anything, if they're able to work on things and have licensed physical therapists step them through the exercises that are right for them. Probably the best person, and we're going to continue having guests on this podcast, and so that way people know more about our benefits and other things that are relatable. But Jessica O'Donnell, she's our benefit services director. She was employee number 4. She walked in right before me. I watched her walk in the building, but she will be able to add more about a lot of these programs and how they'll benefit people of, you know, across all ages and demographics and spectrums and everything. So I think that she would be glad to talk more about that later on.
So if you would have walked a little bit faster, you could have been employee 4. Would you have done that?
Had I not gotten trapped behind a train, I could have been there. I could have been employee number 4.
But and all the rights and privileges that go there with.
Yes, yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. Jessica would be an excellent, she's going to be an excellent guest eventually on here as well. And also, we have other programs that we're implementing this year. True Hearing, the member discount program, it's already offered through the Blue 365 discounts available with Blue Cross Blue Shield for those our Blue Cross Blue Shield members. But now it's also available to our members who don't participate in Blue Cross. So our Southland members, they can take advantage of it if they already have Southland and have access to this discount for hearing aid devices.
And that was brought on because there's been a lot of research that's come out in the last couple of years linking hearing loss to early onset dementia. So we really, one of our focuses for 2023 was on mental health. And so when we got to looking into that and discovered that, you know, hearing loss plays a big role into dementia, we were like, well, what can we do to try to help out our members who do have some hearing impairment? So that is something that we're excited that we can offer through our partnerships with Blue Cross and Southland. We're excited to see how that can benefit our members.
Yeah, so if people have any hearing needs, then they can go to the Blue 365 website or the Southland. We have information on our website about the Southland True Hearing Discount Program.
So, Michelle, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is you and our IT department kind of solutioned something that would help out an issue that we deal with on a regular basis here at the board. Sometimes we get late notice of a termination or of somebody leaving a unit, and we're trying to make ourselves easier to do business with. And so instead of having to fill out forms and get that person to sign the form and get all that done before that is actually sent to us here at the board, we developed what I call a cancel button on the website, on behind the member login page or the unit login page. And that allows a unit to immediately notify us if somebody is terminated or somebody leaves for any reason, and we can go ahead and get that person canceled in our records and stop any claims from being paid on that person. And then the unit can kind of come back and give us some more of that information that we need. Talk a little bit more about that, because it's not a huge problem for the board, but it is an issue that we see from time to time. And this is just something that we're doing to make it easier for us to do business with.
So the online enrollment, we were able to kind of expand upon that, especially when the need was brought up, when the issue was brought up as far as these late cancellations or the late notices of it, or for whatever reason, the person thought they sent the email in or thought they sent the cancellation, but they didn't. So we were able to create and design a very simple and easy process. So the unit administrator or the person who handles the benefits logs into their my.lghip account, their unit's account, and they are able to just go down to, I believe it says cancel coverage. We've changed it for the terminology to make it easier, but they just pop in the person's information. They can, I believe, just start typing the person's name, and it will come up from in their unit to make it even easier to find the specific person they're trying. And then they just, insert what the cancellation reason is and just cancel. What's really cool about it is they're going to put in what their termination date is. So let's say that somebody gives a unit their 2 weeks notice. Well, there's a lot that probably has to transpire within those 2 weeks to close that employee out or to get somebody else hired. There's just a lot. People handle a lot of things. So we did a really cool program so that the person can go ahead and say their last date is, let's just say, April 14th, just to throw a random date out there. Well, with that, it will keep them covered until the end of that month. So it doesn't just completely terminate their coverage right then and there. They have no coverage, even though they're still an active employee. It will automatically figure in when their coverage needs to terminate based on the date that they put it in. It's super easy. It takes maybe 45 seconds, and then it's done. If it turns out that the person says, oh, changed my mind, I'm not going to leave, all they have to do, the unit administrator, just contact enrollments, and they can go ahead and say, okay, no problem. You don't have to worry about it. We've got it taken out. So the person will continue to have coverage. It's an excellent way to save save that headache for the unit administrator when they're, to cancel those benefits. It's also an incredible way for our plan to continue trying to save money where we can to continue providing excellent benefits for affordable rates and premiums for our members and employer units. So I love this program as well. I love anything that we can do to implement and expand upon our technology to make things easier. Another thing that we really implemented last year, we do a lot of unit visits, or really you've taken that on full on with unit visits. You're gone. You go and visit people. But it's incredible because that takes a lot. And even just to go in and poke your head in, but you've really taken on a lot of the communication on getting out there and talking in front of units. So how about those experiences?
I have really enjoyed getting out into the field and being able to visit our units where they are. I've learned a lot from them and through that process. And you and Jessica Barefoot will be doing that as well. Y'all get out as well But we insure 675 different units, and they're all throughout the state. So, you know, you've got your hands full trying to you know, visit all those units. And it's just something that was important to me when I started. And I've gotten great feedback when I do get to go out into the field. One of the consistent messages I hear is, wow, first of all, wow, what have I done wrong? And I'm like, you know, nothing, just a friendly visit. But the other thing I hear is, you know, I've been enrolled in the plan since 1993, and this is the first time anybody has come and visited us. And, you know, so it's good to get out there and see what they're actually dealing with, because we are created to serve them, to serve our counties and our municipalities. And while we do get to meet with them at our conferences each fall, every city and every county is in a little bit different situation. So it's good to be able to, and I spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes with them, 5 minutes, just kind of what they want to talk about. And we'll just do a little stand-up conversation. And I get really good feedback about, you know, customer service, or, hey, have y'all ever looked at this benefit? It's just been very, very beneficial for me to kind of know what the pulse is out there. And it also is just kind of furthering our mission of being, you know, more effective in our communication.
And it really goes hand in hand with like what we do. We do a lot of that as well. Maybe not so. We spend a little bit more time than, you know, 5 to 15 minutes. But we will also go out to units and have member benefits. So we talk to the employees directly about their benefits, so that way they have a better understanding. But also taking time with that unit administrator, so that way they have a better understanding of how to implement these benefits or how to administer them to the employees, to the staff. So it's wonderful. Sometimes it's kind of a long day to travel. We're central. Our home base is centrally located in the state, so it's not too bad to get on interstate and go wherever. But it is always so rewarding to hear from firsthand experiences about our benefits or what could be improved upon. A lot of the information that we take back, we look into very deeply. We do that as well. A lot of us around here go that and do those unit visits. And we've talked a little bit about those unit conferences, and that's something that we do every year. We've been doing this for a long time. Typically in October, after the board has met, after the premiums have been determined, and we're getting ready to implement benefits for the following year. So last year we had three. It was our biggest year as far as attendance goes, and as far as you know, how many units were able to go to those conferences. We had three. We had one in Wetumpka, one in Decatur, and then one in Spanish Fort. So we, you know, North, South, and Central Alabama. And we're going to continue to do that. Now, we're still on the planning stages of that, so we can't release any information about it just yet. But it's just an excellent way for the unit administrators to come in and learn more about our conferences. And David, you're a really big fan of our conferences.
I love it. And I've often told you that's my three favorite weeks of the year. And I'm sure that is probably one of the month and a half most stressful times of your year. So we look at it. You love them as well. I know that you enjoy putting them on, but it is a huge undertaking. And I'm so thankful that we're able to get you some more help with Jessica this year. But yeah, it's just great to be able to see, because before we started the unit visits, that's when I got to see the units. That's when I was able to see the units. And it's good to, you know, you start seeing the same people come back year after year, and you start developing a little bit of a relationship with them. And you do such a fantastic job getting our entire team involved. All 33 employees are at least one of our conferences. And that says a lot about our commitment to our units, our communication. But it's just a fun time to be around our team, to meet with our members and our unit administrators. And also, you've been great in getting all our vendors to come each year and set up a booth and prepare a presentation and be there from 7 o'clock to whenever, to 5 o'clock, to answer questions, you know, directly from our unit. So it's just a great time that I really enjoy. And I look forward to each year you announcing the new theme and starting to plan those great conferences. So I'm excited for 2024.
Having a baby is one of life's biggest moments and greatest joys, but it's a life-changing event that can also be stressful. That's why Baby Yourself from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama wants to help put you at ease so you can relax and enjoy your pregnancy. Baby Yourself is a voluntary prenatal wellness program that's helped bring thousands of healthy, happy babies into the world. This program is part of your maternity benefits, and there's no additional cost to participate. To find out more, go to alabamablue.com or ask your benefits representative.
So when David first came on board with us, you were you really loved these conferences. And I think that we traveled all over the state. There were some years we had 5 and 6 of these events. And you're like, how can we have more? And I was like, please don't do this to me. Because we were leaving at 3 a.m. to go travel and set up and do these. But we have learned a little bit from our ways. And they're a lot of work to put on. But again, it's just providing that service so that people have a better understanding of our program.
Think about all the great coffee shops we've been able to visit and all the great donuts. I still remember Andalusia. I think that was the first conference we ever had down in Andalusia. And somebody brought these unbelievable package of donuts and some little savory type of
it was
biscuits
like,
or something.
Almost like a croissant with sausage inside.
It was unbelievable.
It was amazing.
Yeah. So every time I've been in the car with David, he finds a little hole-in-the-wall coffee shop to go to.
I am a coffee snob, yes. I don't want the Starbucks type of thing. I want the good homemade type of syrups and that kind of stuff. You know, if they've got that, they've got me.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always an adventure if David's involved, and he's going to find some good food and some good coffee. There's no doubt about that. So our board, traditionally our board is met later on in the fall, like late summer. But this past in 2023, you kind of made some changes with that. Do you want to talk about that and the reason why?
Yeah. So this year our board met in August for the first time since I believe 2018. And we barely met in August. It was August 31st, but it's still August. So that's just as a result of feedback from some of our unit visits and our conference surveys that our units would like to get that rate information earlier in the year so they can use it to plan their budgets. And so we're trying to accommodate that. And our goal is next year to have our rate-setting board meeting in mid-August, so we can even get that to them a little bit sooner. But yeah, our board has done a fantastic job of keeping rates both affordable and stable. And, you know, I think I talked about it in my discussion this year at the conferences, but we were formed back in 1993 as a result of counties and cities, you know, experiencing double-digit rate increases on a yearly basis. And so when they came to William and wanted to see if he could set up this plan, you know, the goal all along was to be something that's predictable. And that's what our board has been able to do. If you look at historically, our rate increase for 30 years has been 4.2%. And Michelle, you know, we've been contacted by 3 or 4 different cities this year who are not members of our plan that have experienced an 18% rate increase, a 15% rate increase. And it's just not a one-time thing. It's, you know, it may not be every year, but it's pretty consistent. So what the board has been able to do to provide stability to our counties and to our cities is really extraordinary, especially in this space, because the cost associated with this space just continued to rise astronomically on a yearly basis. So, you know, it's a combination of what our board's been able to do, and then actually within our organization, some of the things that we've been able to introduce to try to keep some of our costs down has resulted in that. And, you know, I said that our trend, our rate increase trend for 30 years has been 4.2%. The industry has been 7.4% year over year over year. And so Dustin Craik, our CFO, he came up with a calculation to see, all right, how much money has that actually saved you know, our units over the years by not having to incur that industry standard rate increase. And it saved our units about $1 billion in 30 years. So that's some real money. So, yeah, our board does a fantastic job. And not only is our rate increase much, much lower than the industry standard, our actual premiums are much lower than the industry standard. So our premiums compared to the national average for our single plan are 25% lower. And then our premiums compared to the national average for our family plan are 46% lower. So compared it to the national average premiums, we are substantially lower. And then you look a little bit closer to home, Alabama average, our family plan runs about 34% less than the Alabama average, and our single plan runs about 12% less than the national average. So not only do we have really predictable, consistent rate increases historically, our premiums are much lower. So we've really been able to fulfill the purpose, you know, for which we were created. And when we're talking about, you know, affordability, one other thing that our board did this year to make our plan more affordable was they made an adjustment to the qualifications to access the preferred rate. In the past, the preferred rate, if you were late on two or more of your payments, then you would be moved to the standard rate. But because times have changed and we're trying to stay innovative and stay up with the times, if you have been late on two or more of those payments and you were in the standard rate, if you agree to go to ACH payment, okay, we're going to say we're going to move you back to preferred status. So that's helped a few of our units who may have been late on some payments get, first of all, current on their payments and then get back to that more affordable preferred rate than the standard rate. So for calendar year 2024, we have more units paying the preferred rate and a much greater percentage of total units paying the preferred rate than we ever have in the past. So nearly 90% of our units pay the preferred rate, okay? And 97% of our members are working for units that are paying the preferred rate. So it's really good that, you know, the board has done something to really impact the number of people who are paying a lower rate than that standard rate.
Going with that paying via ACH, what I have found is that, especially with COVID, this happened a lot. People were out unexpectedly, or we even had some unit administrators who unfortunately passed away. But that's not just with COVID. That's just life in general. And so you get the bill, like it appears in, you know, the MyLGHIP, the unit's MyLGHIP, and then people pay upon that bill. Well, if that person's out, only one person has access to it or knows about it, and they're out. And so now it impacts an entire county's premiums or impacts an entire county's employees and their benefits. ACH just makes it easier so you have that peace of mind that the bill is going to get paid. You have transparency, full transparency about what that bill is because it's always on the MyLGHIP account. But moving to more of that standard, to ACH for these units has been extremely beneficial, especially for those who are wearing multiple hats. And again, might be out unexpectedly, or there's an election year and there's a turnover of people, there's an influx of new people. And that way just we are able to continue to rock and roll and provide our benefits and excellent service to those units without missing a beat. So,
yeah. And one other thing about that, you talk about turnover. That's one thing. One of our challenges is there's some turnover with those unit administrators for whatever reason. And not only do sometimes that impact the billing side of things, but, you know, it impacts the enrollment side of things as well. And so I know you and Jessica are looking at different ways that, you know, when we get notified of a new unit administrator being with a unit, that you can send out some information to them to help educate them or let them know that you all are resource that they could access to help them out in that learning curve. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jessica and I, we are working on how we can do outreach to new unit administrators. To talk about training, things like that. Stepping into a role in administering the health insurance benefits, especially with who we are, might be a little daunting and it might be a little cumbersome, but we try to make it as easy as possible. We have some plans to implement some cool things this year. As soon as we find out we have a new unit administrator, we're going to be doing a lot of outreach to them. And so that way they know who to call when they have a question. They know where to go to access information and have everything readily available for them. So we're excited about this addition to our program and to our plan as far as communicating those benefits and rules.
One other thing that our board decided at their August meeting was they increased the reimbursement on the Southland Vision Plan. That is something that had not been updated since 2018. And of course, we know how inflation has been since that time. So that's a benefit that needed to be looked at. And so the board actually increased the amount of reimbursement available for the examinations and frames and lenses or contacts or refractive surgery. So anybody who has Southland, make sure you understand that there's been an increased benefit there. Or if you don't have Southland and you've got, some people in your household that have glasses or contacts, it's really a good benefit, a rich, rich benefit. In fact, Joe Hocut, who is a president of Southland, spoke at our conference, and he said this is one of the richest benefits that he has seen out there. So just make sure, if you've got some people in your household that have glasses, take a look at that offering.
Yeah, it's definitely beneficial. And having that increase in those benefits, we've already had a lot of good feedback and positive feedback about that. Another thing that was updated this year at the board meeting was the change in the wellness screening period. I think it's pretty imperative to get that out, especially as we get through the year. So it was recently changed. So now the wellness screening period is from August the 1st to July 31st. And that goes hand in hand with what you were talking about with the board meetings.
It does, Michelle. And really that was brought about so we can get that information about what rate category the unit's going to be in, get that to them sooner. So our goal is to have the board meeting a little bit sooner every year. And then with this new wellness screening period, by the time the board meets, they're going to know, what rate category they're going to be in. So hopefully by mid-August, they're going to know what the rate is for next year, and they're also going to know what category they're in for next year. So that'll help them when they go to their commissions or whatever, their boards, to be able to, to do their budgets.
So another thing that we really implemented that you really just took over, and it's amazing, are the lunch and learns that we started last year in 2023. And we're just going to increase those in 2024 to kind of do a little outreach, but also bring some of our units together, enjoy a meal, and hear a little bit about from a few of us, hear some information about our program from a few of us.
Yeah, that's something that we're really excited about. Caleb Peters, who is my administrative assistant, has done a great job in coordinating some of that with our vendors. Blue Cross, Southland, Optum, United have really stepped up to the plate and helped us out with that. But it's just an opportunity to get amongst our units and to really just give them an ear and hear what's going on with them, let them understand a little bit about what's going on with us. And it's just a good opportunity to fellowship with each other and just to communicate a little bit better. So that's something that we're looking at continuing to do. And we're trying to coordinate those locations that we can really serve more units and maybe even in areas that may appear to be underserved. That is something that Kayla and you and I are all working on to try to really increase that communication and those efforts.
So we're going to be all over the state. We will travel. We are willing to travel to people But invitations do get sent out to those units that are within that radius of where we are. So that way people aren't driving 4 hours to go have an hour lunch. Like, that doesn't make sense. But for people, and to make it worthwhile of their time as well. So it's awesome. Jessica, I think it was like your second day of work or something. We went on a lunch and learn. We took her along with us. And we went to one, and it was incredible to sit at a table and hear more about like the issues that people are facing. And it's a much more intimate setting. So that way they might feel a little bit more comfortable talking about what they're seeing or have questions and ask questions about it. But I was able, while I was there, I was able to talk to a gentleman and his wife was newly pregnant and say, hey, has she enrolled in the Baby Yourself program, and make sure that they took advantage of that. They had not. And so it's just those little things that she's able to save that money, you know, to enroll in those programs. And that's why I love traveling and talking to people and hearing a little bit about their story to see how further we can help them. So it's I truly enjoy it. Also, it's I love the lunch.
Who does it? Eating is great.
Well, David, this has been so fun having you on here. I'm so glad that you're our first guest on this podcast.
I hope the podcast can survive.
I hope so for both of us. No, you are fantastic. You're a wealth of knowledge, and you're very passionate about our program and what we do here, and it's very evident. So do you have anything else you want to add?
I'm just really excited to see how you and Jessica use this podcast to further our communication effort. And to the units out there who are members of our plan, thank you very much for entrusting the service of your employees to us. It's something that we do not take lightly, and that we really appreciate you giving us that trust. And it's something that we work really, really hard at on a daily basis to earn. So appreciate everybody doing that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jessica and David, for joining today on Locals Only.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.